you've put together hundreds of ideas that people have as to where Janesville can go now. What are a few of them do you think might have some legs?
Well, there's quite a few, frankly, and I think again we gathered about 400 ideas, and it was very gratifying to read them because most of them were really good ideas, and a lot of them had to do with economic development. In other words, what we're doing in the community to attract new jobs and industry to the community. Now, mind you, there was little agreement about exactly what kinds of jobs and industry Janesville should really be pursuing, but most feel that our economic development efforts have to get a lot more aggressive in a hurry to compete with other communities who are really going after new industries. Some of the ideas we're already doing, things like trying to emphasize our downtown, emphasizing some of our community's jewels, what we've already got, loving what you have, basically. There's a couple that are I think are worth exploring in the educational arena. Things like let's also try to become a more environmentally friendly community. So there's a whole lot out there, I think, that a lot of these ideas have legs, frankly, and we're looking forward to exploring them in the near future.
You said economic development needs to be more aggressive. Does that mean that perhaps Janesville took it for granted for a long time that GM would always be there or be there for a long time?
That could be. That could be, and I mean, I think that's certainly an opinion that's been raised in the community. It's that, we should have been better prepared for this. But I will say that the city's economic development department has been very aggressive even before this announcement. But I think that is an opinion that some people certainly have, and but I feel that our efforts have been aggressive. But people think that we really, okay, now that we've gotten this news, let's take it to the next level and let's establish some dedicated money for economic development, and let's get really aggressive and really try to do some things.
How much of it is going to be directed toward keeping one day former GM workers in Janesville and employed, and how much of it will be bringing other people from outside, recruiting them to come to Rock County?
That's a good question. I'm really not exactly sure what the split will be. Certainly, we'd love to see GM workers stay in town, and a lot of these people have been in the community for many, many, many years and are really a part of the fabric. I've heard from quite a few who say, I'm going to do everything I can to stay here in town because this is where we live. This is where our kids go to school. This is where our church is. This is our town, and we think that a lot of those people will stay, so we're certainly trying to make sure that those people are taken care of, both in terms of jobs and potential jobs for the future. So that certainly will be part of it. But yes, I think trying to recruit new kinds of companies to Janesville will be primarily the focus of our efforts going forward.
Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.